Welcome to the audio version of Sean Wheeler's Thoughts on Education and Technology, educating today's students for tomorrow. The future of classroom video. Timing is everything, so I'm told. Nonetheless, I found myself in a discussion this week about television in the classroom, while I long for the tinny sound of the 4-watt speaker and the chugging of the 16mm projector in the back of the room. Today's students, teachers, and parents demand better video. Not just better video, but short, targeted clips. VHS tape? Out of the question. DVD? Please, that's so last century. So where do we go? Ironically, this week gave me an opportunity to look at a product we own along with its cousins, Safari Montage. Simply stated, it rocks. But I'll come back to Safari Montage in a bit. For the past 10 years, our classrooms have seen the data projector enter at an increasing rate, and for good reason. 19, 27, even 36-inch televisions don't work well when trying to view video in the classroom. And if you want to view content from a computer on a TV, forget about it. The data projector really is the best option. The challenge for technology educators is what we do with the existing and new schools. How do we deliver video content to all classrooms? How do we deliver off-air content to all classrooms? How do we deliver the ever-popular student announcements to all the classrooms? How do we upgrade our closed-circuit TV systems and affordably replace our aging and soon-to-be-obsolete analog TVs? Enough challenges? Wait, it gets better. What about all those videos with copyright licensing, which does not permit them to be viewed over a closed-circuit system? Do we buy DVD players to accompany the TV? Wait, we still need to be able to show computer content, which leads us back to the data projector. Okay, so we have a solution, right? The data projector. But what about all those questions? If we put the data projectors in the classrooms, we can solve all those questions through technology. The technology comes from Safari Video Networks. One of my favorite tools from this company is Safari Montage Server, which comes in two flavors. The LAN server, which works on your school's private network. That's right, the video's not coming over the internet. The other flavor is the WAN server, which is similar to the LAN server, but it's designed to serve your entire district over the district's private network. Of course, this product does require a very high-speed dedicated network. I am fortunate enough to work in a district which will soon be lighting up our own private fiber optic network, but enough bragging. Back to the montage. This machine comes equipped with 1,000 searchable titles by subject, grade, state standard. They are also chaptered and segmented down to specific topics. Check out their website. You can look at the K8, 9-12, and even K-12 packages. Why is this so cool? Please. This content is on demand delivered to your computer in your classroom when you want and need it. The best part is the time you'll be gaining back from Safari Montage. No longer will you have to burn 30 or 40 minutes of your class time playing that full-length video when you only need your students to view 2 minutes. If that's not cool enough for you, you can create playlists. If you need to show your students 4 different video clips from 3 different videos, not a problem. Create a playlist for that lesson. You can even share that lesson with your fellow teachers. Don't go out and buy this just yet. You can also get the server equipped with Creation Station, which allows you to upload your own content. Imagine your students creating their own content to teach their classmates a concept. What about recording the staff development workshops in your school to be used for remediation or with new teachers hired in the coming years? You can also chapter and segment your own uploaded content. Now, go buy it. Okay, if you've been keeping score, we still have a few outstanding issues. For instance, off-air content, student announcements. What about some of the quality content on YouTube or other streaming services we can't use with our students because all that naughty content available? Safari Video Networks has a solution for all these challenges. They call it Safari Montage Select Video Streaming. And on the website, it says this product will stream pre-selected internet URLs with video appropriate for the classroom, pre-selected cable TV channels appropriate for the classroom. This does require consent from the cable provider. Live video from digital cameras, such as Live School News. While I don't have first-hand knowledge of this product, I am looking forward to the day I can put this product through its paces, and given the track record with Safari Montage, I think it too will be a hit. As long as I'm sharing all these cool products I saw this week, I need to mention another product I'm curious to see live, since I've been looking for a viable solution for another issue for a number of years. The product is called Safari Montage Live, and it provides a solution to distance learning with video, file sharing, chat, live polling, screen sharing, and according to the website, session recording is on the way. I love podcasting, and this would be a killer application for online learning. I don't have a clue where we're going to be in another 10 years, but I'm willing to bet it will include targeted and on-demand video. Do yourself a favor and check out these products. Heck, you can get started right now by watching their introductory video. Comes in two flavors, Windows Media and QuickTime. Enjoy. I'm Sean, and I'm gone.